Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast on what has been a bit of nostalgia this morning, to be honest with you, Carly. Talking high school and sister to sister and
alibi.
So I was about to say, the woman said that she called it gibberish in her high school. I googled it. So gibberish is kind of like, I think, the more common name for it.
Yeah,
well, something that's not very common at all.
Yeah, so if you're going, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
So we were talking about how at my school in particular, and I found out not only my school.
Grace Primary School as well, turns out.
We had not even a secret language, but most of the students spoke this language, alibi. And then we also heard that it was in the form of Pig Latin at some schools. Double Dutch, it was known as at some schools as well.
You guys at one point, and you're going to hear this in the podcast, you have a conversation with someone in the language.
Yes.
What did you say? Or is this like a fight club?
I can't disclose that.
Was it like...
If you know, you know.
Listen
to the podcast if you speak alibi.
I reckon it was just something as simple as just, hey, how cool is Alan?
Did you really not understand what I was saying?
Honestly, I have no clue
That's so funny because...
It honestly sounds like the devil has gone inside you. Like, I'm literally looking for a priest
every time. You can work it out pretty easily. And the reason I know that is because we thought we were so smart in class speaking to each other in alibi, and then all the teachers ended up cottoning on to what we were saying.
Yeah.
So...
If I was a teacher, I'd pretend I didn't know for ages and then just catch you guys all out going, I know you're going to have smokes near the cricket nets. No, girls. You are absolutely
alibi,
not.
Willoughby, alibi, alibi.
Sounds like a horrible song, to be honest with you. Hey, let's do this. Alpha Box, tomorrow, your letter is H for hotel.
Yep.
I have to be honest, we are looking at a pretty gettable one for tomorrow. We have got, absolutely. I don't see a hard one on here, which is good.
Okay.
It could go off tomorrow.
Do we?
I'm going to give this one because this is hard. This is the one hard one. It is a capital city of a country, starting with H.
Hungary.
That's the country, isn't it? Hungary?
No, like
capital
Hungary,
city.
Germany?
Is it? Is that the capital city? Because isn't the capital...
I don't know. Berlin is the capital.
I was thinking
of Hobart, but that's not the capital of Australia. Is
no.
that what you're saying?
Capital of a country.
I feel like that's hard.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the one hard one. Helsinki in Finland.
Oh, of course.
Or Hanoi in Vietnam. So there's your options.
That's a bit of a hard one.
Honestly, that's like the hard one because the rest are really, really gettable. What's Bailey saying?
Honolulu for Hawaii. But Hawaii is America.
That's not the capital of America. Yeah. Washington, D.C. is, right? So,
yeah.
See, this is a tricky one. Producer Bailey got tricked as well.
Very tricky.
For me, I wouldn't have got that. That's as simple as it is.
Yeah.
But I'm terrible at Alpha Bucks. Anyway, that is the hard way out of the way. Hopefully, we'll be giving away $1,000 tomorrow. Enjoy the podcast. We're going to go and continue listening to our high school hits and partying hard. Enjoy.
Alibi.
Once again, I don't know what that means. What? Alibi.
Oh, what? Alibi?
What did you say? Alibi. What does that mean? Wait, can I speak in your language? Well, I know we went to wrap this up right now, but I'm now curious.
I think you almost just did. What
did I say? What did you say?
I can't believe you just said that to me.
Oh, no. It was something sexist, wasn't it? Damn it.
You're getting cancelled.
Far out. All right. Enjoy the podcast.
Did you speak an odd language at your school? Because, Alan, I this morning started speaking in a language that I learned at school called alibi, and
I've
you and producer Bailey looked at me like I was absolutely losing my mind.
Yep.
So,
do it again.
Alibi.
What did you just say?
Hi, Alan.
Wait, do that again?
Obviously. Alibi. It's been a while since I've spoken it, so it's a little rusty.
But I did open it up
on 131060 because I went to school in New South Wales. So I want to know if these weird languages happened here in schoolyards in WA as well.
Yep.
And I am excited to know that there are fellow weird language speakers joining us. Angie from Dunsborough joins us now. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, I can speak.
And Owen's there as well, your son.
Yeah.
Now, you guys spoke an odd language?
Oh, I did.
Okay, Angie, is it alibi? Because can we speak together or what is it?
No, it's Pig Latin.
Oh, I've heard of this one. Now, I never dabbled in Pig Latin.
Yeah, well, give us a little taste. What is, like, say something in Pig Latin.
Hello, hey, our head. Oh,
yay,
ooh, day,
ooh, day. You say yay after everything.
And what did you say?
I said, how are you doing?
Oh,
I was gonna say, I don't know. It's less of a language, more of a tick, if I'm being honest with you there. So say something else. You say, I'm listening to the radio.
Pardon?
Say, I'm listening to the radio on Pig Latin. I want to hear what that sounds like. Yeah, that's weird. Angie and Owen, Angie, we'll give you a Tamagotchi. You can share it between the two of you. That's certainly odd. Let's go to Holly in Geraldton. Good morning, Holly.
Hi.
Now, what odd language did you speak in high school?
Well, we called it Double Dutch. My friend taught it to me, but I don't know if that's what the actual name of it is.
Oh, okay, and how did that go?
So if I was to say hi, I'd say, have a guy.
Oh, okay. Now, did everyone in your school understand this? Because a lot of people understood alibi, and I think it was because we didn't want the teachers to hear what we were saying.
No, this was when we finished school that we were speaking it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you put, after each vowel, you put V-A-G and then the vowel again.
Right.
So if I was to say Alan, I'd say Abigail Levergun.
Holy moly, that is... That
seems
like
a whole world out there you didn't know about, Alan.
That's a whole long conversation you're having. That was just my name, Holly. Let's give you a Tamagotchi. Well done to you. Let's take Jess. Jess from Highbury. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We are doing amazingly well. You spoke an odd language in high school. What was it?
Well, we called it gibberish, but I feel like it's the same as Carly's. Very similar.
Ooh, to alibi. Okay. Well, let's prove it then.
So, halagalilogo,
Alibi, Alabam, yes. Yellow, yes. Alibis, Alibi, Alabam, Gullibo, Illibing, Gullibo, Ullibud, Halibau, Alibau, Yulibu, Ullibu.
Alagai, Elegant, Gralagate.
Oh, that about Illibis, Gullibo, Tulibu, Hillibi.
See, we talk the same language.
I love this.
I'm from Lake Grace in WA. That's where I went to school.
Wow.
So it's all over Australia.
Wow, there you go. Who knew that I literally am bilingual? I am so adding that to the resume now.
Oh, I wouldn't be doing that. Jess, you got yourself a Tamagotchi. This is so weird.
Talking
in tongues. Where
have you been, Alan?
Yeah,
Wellabo, Hullabo, Yulabo, Billabo.
For most people,
Alan,
I mean...
What the hell?
For people that have been listening to me on radio, I'm out. You guys can chat on air. I'm going to go show myself out.
You wish you understood what we just said, Alan.
I barely have a grasp on the English language. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and we're getting into high school hits on now right through your workday to give you those nostalgia feels. And I'll tell you what, when I think back to high school, there's one song that I always think of. Now, weird part is I didn't even have a sister, but...
That song made me want a sister.
Well, we got two of them right now. Sister to sister, Christine and Sharon, join us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so excited to chat to you girls. I always knew we would be friends. I always knew it.
Well, I think she's jumping the gun a little bit, guys. I'm sorry.
First and foremost, what are you girls up to these days?
Well, we've been these days, we just got off Delta Goodrum's Bridge Over Troubled Dreams tour, which was so much fun. We had a great time. We were her backing vocalists for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Sharon's actually set to possibly tour with Darren Hayes, possibly internationally as well. So hopefully that all works out.
We've been singing, guys.
Yeah, lots of singing.
We're not, we're not famous anymore, but we're still professional singers. And we've also got a performing arts school in Sydney where we live. So, yeah, busy ladies.
Now, I got to be honest, I kind of did stalk you a little bit because I saw you not on this last tour, but the one before that with Delta Goodrum. I got free tickets for work and I was so excited seeing their Delta Goodrum singing. But then I was distracted because I looked over and I saw you too. And I was like, is that Sister to Sister?
Yeah. You realise we've been doing backing vocals for her for 13 years.
Yeah.
And we've worked with, yeah, Guy Sebastian and, Jess Malboy. We've been so lucky. I have to say there's pretty amazing Aussie singers and we've been able to tour with most of them. So
yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, after the show, we're lucky enough to go backstage and meet Delta. I'm going to be honest, first thing I did was look for you two. and you weren't there. It was just Delta by herself. And don't get me wrong, Delta's lovely, but I was like, where the hell Sister to Sister, guys? Where is she? Where are they?
Oh, what a bummer. It would have been great to catch up.
Well, girls, I will say there is definitely still a place for you two, and obviously you've still got a singing career, but will we ever see a Sister to Sister single be released with just you two girls? I'd love to see that.
Do you know what's hilarious? I feel like we've been sitting on stuff for so many years, but we've just been caught up in touring with other artists. But yes, I agree. Recently, it's pretty hilarious after all these years. We've been getting hit up so much more, you know, even on Instagram, through our social, people are like, when's the next song coming out? And we did actually get offered a tour with Five.
Cool.
We actually toured with them 20 years ago, all through the UK, and they're coming back in November. Now, unfortunately,
that's only three.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've tried to whittle sister down to one, but we're sister, so I'm stuck with it. But we are actually doing a tour with them in Australia in November this year. So, unfortunately, we're not coming to Perth, which sucks.
What?
But we are.
Take it up with Five.
I know. You talk to those boys and make it happen.
I'll find three of them. Yeah. I'll have a very, very stern, very stern word. Because you guys, like in the year 2000, you released the album One, number three on the ARIA charts. It was the biggest thing in the world. You must get like so many people who are just all about the nostalgia of living it. Like 2000, that was what, 22 years ago? Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, it is very much a nostalgic thing at the moment. I think, like you were saying, 90s is really cool now. And, you know, bringing it back and you know, remembering those artists that you did sing around, you know, in the car and around your house with your friends, you know. So it's good fun. And even for us, we love thinking about, you know, people that we performed with around that time, like Killing Heidi and Vanessa Amorosi and Leah Haywood and Joanne and, you know, all these awesome 90s artists that we're also connecting with at the moment. Who knows, we might put a bring back the 90s on the
tour. I would love that. And you know what? You girls weren't just known here in Australia. You did tour the US with Britney Spears. What was that like?
It was so crazy.
It was pretty epic. And you know what? It was the UK. It was America, UK and Europe and Asia, wasn't it, Sharon?
We
the only place we didn't do was Australia.
Yeah, funnily enough.
But we did everywhere else with Britney. And look, that was ridiculous.
That tour was next level. And just like being behind the scenes and seeing her, she was at the height of her stardom at that point. And she was so lovely with us and seeing all the movement with her recently with the Free Britney. It was, it brought back a lot of memories. But she was awesome. And that whole experience was crazy.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I can imagine. Before we let you go, I just want to put to rest the rumor that there was a bit of tension between you two. I have a transcript right here that you had issues with each other about one of you being on the phone, the other one wouldn't leave you alone. The other one was a real nightmare.
We can confirm. Sharon gets me to do her hair and then says it never turns out right. She's really
cool. Absolutely. And the diary, stealing the diary, is everything resolved between you two?
We haven't updated to our, you know, iCal or anything now. We're still on the diary.
good to hear. Great to hear from you guys. Sister to sister. Thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks so much, guys.
Carly, you were talking about the other day, Gabby, and the fact that Gabby can sometimes get a little bit frustrated in moments.
Oh, she has full-blown tantrums. And I just want to say that Gabby is my 42-kilo ridgeback because...
And baby.
Yeah. often I forget to mention that little detail, and so does my husband, Russell. And for the longest time at his work, they actually thought that Gabby was his wife,
dog. Right. Yeah, because Gabby was pooping everywhere and they were really concerned. but you were talking about, like, the tantrums, and ever since then I've been kind of looking at my cat, Winston, going, like, oh, you throw tantrums? I don't know. Like, he's a cat, so he does get, like, hot and cold, and he does, you know, occasionally want to, like, you know, you pat him too long and he does a little bite and stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%.
But I was like, does he do a full-blown tantrum the way that your dog, Gabby, does a full-blown tantrum? Like, when you took Gabby out, you were meant to go for a walk, it rained, so you couldn't get out of the car, and then Gabby started howling and crying in the car. Like, that is a tantrum.
She throws herself down as well. Very dramatic.
So ever since then, I've just been looking at my cat Winston going like, no, you don't do tantrums, do you, buddy? He does do tantrums. So last night, I am doing another puzzle. And now at the point where Winston always wants to sit in the box, regardless if there's pieces in there or not. So now I have to be tactical about it. So I have my main box that I use as the lid so I can obviously see what's happening in the puzzle, do it like that. I've got to keep that to my side so he can't get it. Then the puzzle that has like the box that has the rest of the pieces in it, I now allocate the pieces into different sections and kind of leave that there, and he will normally sit in that. Last night, I'm nearing the end of this puzzle.
Yeah.
So I need that box. He jumps up and he always like, it's like he'll do it hell stealthy, come out of nowhere, boom, he's there. And he's looking at it and he goes to sit in the box and I grab the box quickly and pull it and go, no, 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 no. He then just stares at me, sits directly on my puzzle and just without even blinking, just stretches forward and pushes half of it off the table.
Love this. And you know why I love this so much? It's like, you know when people have children and they know that they've got the naughty child?
Yeah.
And then someone always says, yeah, but my child would never do that.
Yeah.
And now I feel like that's been the dynamic between you and I when I talk about Gabby's tantrums. So I feel like a parent that's like, ah.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to my world.
Full tantrum.
Winston's not so perfect after all, is he?
No, he is far from perfect. He's an absolute jerk. So, but as far as tantrums go.
All cats.
Yeah, but he like literally like the tantrum was real and he like so pushes it off and then I'm like, I'm just yelling at him. I'm like, my son, get out! And he doesn't even move.
Yeah, like, I was going to say yelling doesn't work. The only thing I've found, and this is exactly why, yeah, I'm not a parent, is just giving in.
No. Nah.
To whatever the demand is.
No, nah, no way. No way, Jose. So we're at war right now. We're not talking. We're on speaking terms until he probably comes up and tries to do the same thing again today. So looking forward to that.
I didn't realize you spoke cat.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. I go, pss, pss, yep. No, I was going to swear. Don't swear on.
And we are asking on 131060, what is your weird body quirk? Because, Alan, we were sharing ours. Mine is that when I eat cheese, my cheeks tingle. Now, this, to me, is a positive. I have
so weird, man.
I've always thrown it out there to people. I'm yet to find my what could only be described as soulmate. I don't know why this happens. Once a doctor said to me it could be a slight allergic reaction.
It's
I don't
guaranteed
see it as
you
a,
with that. Guaranteed.
I don't see it as a negative. It makes me love cheese even more. And Alan, you have an interesting one. You reckon you can't burp?
I just can't burp. It's I don't know if it's interesting. It's one of my flaws.
It's interesting.
That's right,
to
guys.
Me.
I'm not perfect. Okay. I try my hardest every day, but I'm not perfect. I'm a guy, I just want to burp. I'm just a boy standing in front of a girl who can't burp.
But we are asking you guys on 13,
I'm a bit
10,
sensitive
60.
About it, if I'm being honest. I'm sorry. But yes, what is your body quirk? 131060. Let's kick it off with Lisa in Dumbleyung. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Doing amazingly well. What is your weird body quirk?
I'm very much like Carly, so every time I eat homemade yogurt, I get a tingling inside my cheek, and it's like a rush.
Oh. Yes, but, oh my God, first of all, hello, soul sister. I've been looking for you my whole life. So, Lisa, doesn't it enhance the flavour? Like, does it make you like it more?
Sometimes, yeah, it's just, yeah, but it doesn't work with bought yogurt because I make my own yogurt and it does it every time.
Wow, same. I get the same thing with different cheeses. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to try it with different yogurts now. Maybe that'll, so obviously it's something to do with dairy because you have cheese and yogurt, but have you ever gotten an explanation or found anyone else that's like you?
No.
Well, hello,
so
I am like
you. There's two people out there in the world. Hey, giving you a Tamagotchi, Lisa. There you go. Tony in Bunbury, what is your weird body quirk, mate?
My eyebrows go like, you know how The Rock does his one eyebrow up?
Absolutely, oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I get like that every so often. My one eyebrow will go up and the other one goes up the other, like in a different direction sort of thing.
Wait, without you controlling it?
Sometimes, but I can control them.
It's like The Rock is
yeah,
inside
I was
you.
Say, it's good that you can control them, because I was like, you're not having Bell's palsy or anything, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, actually
like,
get that checked, yeah.
I've had that.
Oh, maybe it's a little bit of that.
Wow, yeah, that's interesting. Well, I feel like you would be a really bad poker player.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mate, we're going to give you a Tamagotchi. We're getting on air. There you go, Tony. Let's wrap it up with Billy in Geraldton. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning.
Now, what is your weird body quirk?
I can pop my hip out.
Oh.
Okay. So many questions.
Are you a really good dancer, by the way?
I used to do gymnastics.
Uh-huh.
Wow. You literally can pop it and lock it.
Yeah, like I can just push it out and then pop it back in.
So many questions. First question, how did you find this out?
Honestly, I can't remember. I've been doing it since I, like, can remember, really, like, I just don't know.
Wow.
Okay.
It's just like Carly's tingly cheeks. It's like, what can you do with that skill? There's just,
yeah.
Nothing.
Like, are you a really good hula hooper?
I guess. It's like, it's more my like, I don't know, it's like a muscle in my body or something like that that just goes pop like that. I don't know. It's hard to.
I'm worried. Wow.
I think that's a kind of cool skill. I'm going to take that as a positive.
It's more my skill. I can just go, when you're drinking and stuff, you just go around like, look what I can do.
Well, you get yourself a Tamagotchi for it, Billy. Thanks for the call, okay? Yeah. There you go. Popping and locking. Fantastic.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.